Now, it's known for its rugged beauty on the Wild Atlantic Way, but Belmullet has a new and unwelcome listing, along with Enniscorthy and Dundalk. It now has the highest rates of COVID-19 infection in the state. Border counties like Monaghan continue to be hard hit. Two GPs dealing with the fallout from these high numbers are Dr. Ilona Duffy in Monaghan and Dr. Fergal Ruan, a GP in Belmullet. And good morning to you both. And Fergal Ruan, since the days immediately after Christmas, you have been dealing with the fallout from the rise in these COVID numbers. What has it been like?
The local area, I suppose, is shell-shocked. A lot of people in fear. The figures are staggering. In the last 2 weeks alone, we've had 700 positive cases, nearly 300 in the fortnight before that. The numbers of people who are dying are into the double digits now. And it's something that we didn't see coming here. Up until just around Christmas, we had some sporadic cases, but suddenly we were thrust into the middle of all this. And you're talking about a cohort or a community now that's in fear. You're talking about a small area. Everybody knows everyone. It's everybody knows somebody who's affected, their friends, their neighbours, their families. And we're trying to live through it at the moment.
Belmullet, you've described it at the moment as a little COVID enclave almost.
It is, to all intents and purposes. I mean, you're talking about a very remote area, small pockets of population. There's only one big area, that's the town itself, and then you've got a lot of people spread around the area. But, I mean, it is just a remote community on its own, to all intents and purposes. And it's the COVID has arrived here and devastated the area. you've had elderly people dying. You have particularly, it seems, people in their 50s who are ending up very sick. We've got people in hospital, landing up in hospital on oxygen. There's still people in intensive care, and these people are very slow to recover. What's striking is, I think there's a perception sometimes that, the people who do wind up in trouble are older people, but really and truly, the people we're looking at here now are people who, they're premature deaths. These are people, they might have had underlying conditions, they might be a little bit older, but these people had many years to live. They were, active in the community. And now we see the outcome of the rise in the figures here.
It's a shocking situation for you in Belmullet. Ilona Duffy, you've been grappling with this in Monaghan because I suppose you were ahead of other areas with high numbers, but it's still going on. And you've been pointing particularly to the changes in household spread. It's ripping through households.
Absolutely, Mary. I think just like Fergal, we've noticed a change this time around in number one, how fast it's spreading, and we feel that that's definitely related to the new UK variant. And number two, as Fergal just said, who's being hit hardest with this first time round? It was the older members of our community, especially those in residential units. But this time it's absolutely in the community. It's absolutely people who are a lot younger, those who we count as middle-aged, 50s and 60s. They're the people that we're seeing deteriorating and presenting in our COVID hubs, and the COVID hubs, which have had to be reopened, having closed last June, are busier than ever. They're busier than they were last April, May and June. So I think this virus has changed. It definitely is more endemic in our communities, and it's spreading faster and ripping through families, ripping through workplaces. And again, this is creating huge problems because we're not getting a handle on it. Monaghan has probably been, I think it's been the top county now for weeks on end, and we're not seeing a drop. Our 14-day average, we're 500 cases ahead of the next highest. So it's of real concern.
Ilona, why are you not seeing a drop, do you believe?
Well, I think number one, we probably have had such high levels all along that therefore it's just passing in the community. And despite the lockdown, people still are meeting in small ways. I suppose we're hoping that people are just limiting their contacts to those that they live with. But people are working, and more people are working. We have a lot of industries that would remain open even during the lockdown because they're food related. We have a lot of people who are non-nationals and probably living in more crowded environments, travelling together to work. So again, we are continuing to see them as kind of a high rate area of our population that are having higher numbers. And again, this lockdown is very different. We are meant to be all working from home. We're all meant to be avoiding meeting each other. But again, I think you just have to, walk out into Monaghan town at lunchtime and coming home in the evening to see the much higher rates of traffic, to see much higher flow of people in the shops and round on the streets than there were compared to, let's say, last April and May. So I think you know, people just, while they are adhering better to the guidelines, they're still not adhering fully to them.
And Fergal, clearly, you know, from what you've been saying, there's enormous strain on you and your colleagues and on the town and community around Belmullet. What more could be done maybe to help you, or what more do you need?
Well, I mean, it is having a severe strain on the infrastructure. At the moment, we've got... We've actually got two paramedics. One of them is in hospital. You know, so our local ambulance service is affected by that. I know that one of the pharmacies only had three staff available to work one of the days last week. I've got COVID myself at the moment, and I can't get a locum. So I've been working on the phone, obviously, not face-to-face with people. But
that's a shocking situation. And have you symptoms, Fergal?
Well, I'm improving now, fortunately, but the first couple of days with it, they weren't pleasant to, you know, to sit and understate things.
So you're trying to operate your practice at the moment, working in isolation, struggling with COVID yourself.
Well, I have to. You've got three local GPs in the area. You've got these savage figures, 700 in the last 2 weeks. So I suppose, you know, I have to. I have no choice. There is no locum availability at the moment, so you know, I'm doing my best. I suppose the community is all rowing together. You see the local shops delivering, you know, people are supporting each other, and I mean, that's one of the great strengths of the area. Excuse me, that you know, people do row together in a time like this.
Has the travel stopped into Belmullet? I know, I think, you know, people pointed to three issues, really, the travel into Belmullet over the Christmas period, increased socialising, and would you argue as well a too early a lifting of the lockdown we had pre-Christmas?
I think it was inevitable. I mean, it was obvious to me that there was going to be a spike in the number of cases. Now, I certainly didn't foresee the spike that came. I mean, really, the first indication I got was the week immediately after Christmas. I was on call. I was on call one of the days, and just from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock in the evening, my phone literally did not stop ringing. But I do see now that the numbers of people coming into the area are falling. You know, I suppose there's a certain element that people aren't welcome down here at the moment.
Well, Dr. Fergal Ruan, we wish you a recovery very soon. And Dr. Ilona Duffy in Monaghan, thank you both very much for joining us.